Recycling, it's the process of collecting and processing materials that would otherwise be thrown away as trash and turning them into new products. Joining us now to talk about the collection process in Cook County, our Director of Planning and Zoning, Tim Nelson, and Recycling Center Operator, Rick Sturm. Good morning, gentlemen, and welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
All right, so you guys are just catching up. Let's see, Saturday was the hazardous waste recycling. How did that all go on Saturday?
Very well. It was, they got way more than they anticipated getting.
Okay. Tell us about that, Rick.
I think people were saving for a while for this, and when they saw free in the newspaper,
woo-hoo!
It was all there.
Yeah. Okay. So people took advantage of the opportunity to unload a bunch of stuff for free. And
very much. They brought up a truck, and they had it filled by enough stuff to fill it by 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And by midday, the people were just coming down, bringing it all at once, and they said, just throw it all on the ground. We'll just take care of it from there.
So they're going to come in and scoop that all up and get that out of your way?
Yes, ma'am. They're going to come hopefully this week and get the rest of it up.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. And I think the one of the keys to that, to the amount of materials that we got, is the very first time that we did this several years ago, maybe 8 or 10 years ago, so we had a free collection where we took everything in and we filled up a semi. But it seems as though this time we have a lot more TV sets, and it seems like at that point people hadn't converted to the flat screen wall-mounted sets yet, and so we didn't have quite as many TVs. But this time, if you even drive by now, you'll see that there's just tons of those old, huge, very heavy TV sets sitting out there.
So their biggest job was getting them there, right?
Yes.
I mean, those things are heavy.
Yeah, and they used to be have a charge for them. We used to have to charge from between
weight,
the very first one.
Right?
Well, the size of the screen.
Okay.
So they were pretty spendy to get rid of.
There must be some improvements then within recycling as a whole to be able to afford to do that for free.
There had been some legislation passed that provided for some product stewardship that allowed for the companies to get credits for the amount. It's all put on the electronic producers and retailers that have to provide some funding. And of course, the price goes into the price of the sets, but it's taken care of that way. We as the county only paid for the administrative costs for them to come up and do that. We didn't pay a dime for any of the disposal costs.
So now this is the end of May, and we're getting all the seasonal folks coming back up and doing a little spring cleaning. And can you guys maybe talk a little bit, Rick, about the procedures for bringing stuff into the recycle center, what folks should know?
We like to see people bring in stuff pre-sorted if they can. It just makes everything much easier. Of course, all the materials should be clean or at least rinsed out good. Sometimes in the summertime, especially when stuff comes in dirty, it just makes a real mess of everything. Just pretty much clean, and during our open hours would be nice to see the stuff too. A lot of times we get stuff left outside and it ends up blowing all over, going in the ditch and stuff. So when we're open would be good to bring in the stuff.
What sorts of things do you accept at the Recycle Center?
We accept magazines, newspaper, mixed paper products, that's office paper, steel cans, aluminum cans, types 1 and 2 plastics, cardboard, green glass, brown glass, clear glass, aluminum foil, and I think that's pretty much it.
Phone books,
and I think they pretty much touched on everything there.
So now the plastic thing, that kind of has thrown some folks, because we went from whatever you got to 1 and 2. What happened there with the change in the plastic?
Right. Yeah, that's not just for us. That's not even just region-wide. It's nationwide. And basically, it stems down to the Chinese. The Chinese stopped taking all of the plastics that we had, and that kind of put a backlog in the market. And there still is domestic use for the 1s and 2s, and so that's always the easiest to get rid of. And in fact, we're one of the later counties in the region to make that conversion to the 1s and 2s. We had been accepting the mixed plastics for a long time. We are working with both our state organization with the solid waste administrators and the a couple national organizations, recycling associations and the Solid Waste Administration of North America. And to also with the state, the PCA, Pollution Control Agency, and other entities to try to open up markets for the plastic, for the mixed plastic, to see if we can. But one of the biggest problems is that the different types of plastics, the numbers 3 through 7, are just different resins, and they don't correlate together very well. And that's one of the biggest problems, is that in order to really use them, they need to be of the like type of resins.
You'd think, though, like all of our dairy foods, cottage cheese, yogurts, all those are all number 5s. You know, that's polypropylene. You'd think that, because it's all a food grade resin, you'd think at least that could be nationwide, would be enough to collect that stuff and grind it up and reuse it to, you know.
There's rules against reusing apparently that for food type beverage. It has to be for other types of things. It doesn't make sense. I mean, you can reuse the glass. They wash those. Well, they used to, I guess. Now we crush them up, and they're used in different kinds of things, road aggregate and other things. And glass has also even been used in septic system medium and such. The predominant use of recycled plastic are the 1s and 2s, and those are used in T-shirts and in other types of containers.
Yeah. Okay. So they don't get reblown into pop bottles or anything?
Not so much, no.
So, like, what about, like, those big old plastic kiddie toys? You know, those are the blown polyethylene things, or lawn chairs. Can you take that?
Some of it is. Some of it is, and some of it isn't. It's really hard to say. I mean, sometimes there's garbage containers we'll flip over, big ones, and they'll have a 2 on them. Sometimes there's no number on them. And if they're not labeled, it's
then
no
you
good.
Can't. So you can right. own, if right. you have a big piece of
you just gotta
number
look.
2 plastic,
right. Right.
you could bring it in. But
right.
only
if it's got the 2 on it in the triangle,
stamped.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about other miscellaneous metal recycling. If I've got old lawn chairs, can I recycle things like that? How do I go about recycling something
like
that?
We take smaller pieces of metal, as long as you've seen our baling machines up there. If we can fit smaller pieces of lighter chunks of metal in there, we don't put anything real heavy, any kind of cast heavy iron in there or anything. But if there's smaller alloys, like the aluminum to backing of lawn chairs and stuff, we mix it in with our steel cans.
Well, quickly before we have to go here, Tuesday morning hours, how is that going?
Very well, very well. Every week we're getting more and more people coming in.
So what's the change for those folks who don't know?
We are open at 9 now, Tuesday mornings, rather than 11.
Okay.
Oh,
yes,
didn't know that
yes, to expand the hours a little bit.
Okay, excellent. Well, Tim, Rick, anything else you'd care to add before we have to run here?
It's over already?
Yeah, it is. I know.
Time flies when we're having fun.
Yeah, did go very fast.
It's been great.
No, just the fact that we are continuing to work on the plastic issue to see if we can't open that up. We would love to be collecting it, but if you saw before, we had stacks upon stacks of bales as we were trying to find a market for it, and we just couldn't. So. We finally did get rid of that one multi-load that we had, but we are still continuing to work on it.
Okay, excellent. Well, we have been talking with Cook County's Tim Nelson of Planning and Zoning and Rick Sturm of the Recycling Center, reviewing procedures that help keep the Recycling Center moving along. The Recycling Center is located
35th Avenue.
There we go. Right across from the hospital. So look for the big H signs and you can find your way to the Recycling Center pretty easily. More information is on the county website at co.cook.mn.us under the Living Here tab, or you can get a hold of Rick at 387-3044. Again, clean it out, sort it out, and bring it on down. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thank you very much.